What the women used to carry that around all this stuff in?
Pulley.
Of course.
Yeah.
Did you could call it a pocketbook too?
Pocketbook and pulley.
They're about the same thing?
About the same thing.
What do you call a thing that a man carries?
Billfold.
Billfold. You ever call it a pocketbook?
Yeah, pocketbook. Yeah, no. Same thing.
About the same thing?
Yeah.
And sometimes a woman likes to wear this around the wrist. It's not a watch, but a
bracelet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she likes to wear around her neck, those little white things, you call those?
Beads.
Yeah, and they come in what? You go to the store and get them?
They come in, they call them necklace.
Yeah, you call it string of beads?
String of beads, yeah.
Ever hear anybody call him a pair of beads?
No.
Just always string of beads?
String of beads.
And sometimes a man's pants gets too big. What does he have to have on to hold them up?
Spindle.
You ever heard him call anything else?
No.
Galluses, maybe?
Galluses, yeah. They call them galluses. Galluses, spindles, that same.
That same?
Same thing.
Anybody ever call them braces?
No.
Just galluses?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you go out in the rain, you don't want to get wet, you might hold something up over your head. What'd you call that?
Parasol.
Parasol. Yeah. Now, what else could you call that? Do you ever call it a... You call it an umbrella?
Umbrella, yeah.
Is that the same thing as a parasol?
Same thing, parasol, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, we talked a little earlier about stuff in the bedroom. Can you tell me about what all goes on a bed to make up the bed? You gotta say you want to make up the bed. What all would you have to put on the bed there?
You had to put a sheet, mm-hmm. pillow slip, mm-hmm. and quilt, mm-hmm. then. Keep them with your quilt nasty, put your spread on. Mm-hmm. So you can wash your spread quicker than you can the quilt.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference between a spread and a quilt?
Hey, it's just different, name, but the spread is more lighter mm-hmm. than a quilt.
Mm-hmm. Now, have you ever seen you mentioned pillow, ever seen a pillow that stretches all the way across the bed?
Bolster.
Yeah, bolster. You ever slept on one of those?
Yes, sir. Yeah, many times, but you don't help now.
No, I never even seen one.
No, but this is called a bolster. He'd go all the way across, mm-hmm. then set the pillow up on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were talking about quilts. You ever heard anybody call a quilt a comforter?
Yeah.
Is that a difference between a quilt and a
comforter? No, he did the same thing. He just held one.
Held
a quilt.
A comforter is?
Yeah.
Now what would you call them? Maybe you had say you had so much company you didn't have a bed for all of them. How might you sleep and you put something
pallet.
Down? You put a pallet down?
Yeah.
Let's see. Here we'll talk a little bit more about the farm. What kind of land, if your land really grows your crops good and everything grows good, you say, I have what kind of land? That land's real rich?
Black dirt.
Or you call it, is that land's rich or?
Rich.
You ever call
rich
it?
Rich soil.
Could we call it fertile?
Yeah. Rich soil and full.
Mm-hmm. Now the land along the stream says flat, low-lying land. What would you call that? About right down by the creek, a stream. You ever have a name for that?
Yeah, that's a low. That's lowland.
Lowland.
Then it's hillside.
Mm-hmm. You ever call it that lowland bottomland?
Bottomland. That's right.
What do you call land that is, say, it's got water standing in it all the time? You know, it's got all that water in it all the time. What do you call that?
We always call it crawfish water. Crawfish dirt. Now, it stay wet here about all the time. And then with crawfish.
Crawfish dirt.
Yeah, and he mm-hmm. stay there and build him a house. He keep my house down there all the time.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever call it a swamp? Is that something, a swamp, something different?
Swamp, yeah. That's what we call swamp dirt, swamp land. Mm-hmm. That's way down, you take down Cedar Creek now, they got some dirt down there, they call it swamp.
You call it marsh too?
Yeah.
A bog, you call it?
Yeah.
All that? And what if you have some dirt that's part sand and maybe part clay, what would you call that?